This is SB Nation AM on SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts studios, alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
Thanks for joining us, SB Nation Radio. Our Kingsford is the new Body by Barbecue, creative promoting the brand Taste of the Game campaign. Cecil and Prince Field are joining us on a Progressive Insurance Hotline to talk about that and a little bit of baseball. How are you, gentlemen?
Good. How are you? How are you doing?
Good. So what have you two been up to with this Kingsford Body by Barbecue promotion? Talk a little bit about this.
Oh, well, you know, we're just taking naked pics by some grills and everything, I guess. But no, it's been good. Just been, catching up and just taking, like I said, half-naked pictures.
That's funny. No, it's been a good deal. You know, this is what I do. I'm a cook, so, you know, being out on the grill cooking barbecue, that's just right up my alley. So it was a nice day we had there with Kingsford, and we just enjoyed it. And like you said, took a few pictures with no clothes on and made it happen.
Oh, very nice. I just got sent the photo, so I'm definitely going to have to take a look at that. By the way, when it comes to barbecue, what's the meat of choice? What's the meat? Is it all meats, or what's the meat of choice for you?
I'm a rib guy.
All right.
I'm more of a steak, chicken guy. I don't do too many ribs. I had a pet pig, so you know what I mean? I had to let that one go for myself. It's only right.
Real quick, on the ribs, do you sauce that afterwards, or do you sauce it as your barbecue?
No, my ribs, you don't need sauce, babe.
No sauce? All right.
No, we get down. Let me tell you something. I get down. Everybody, all my boys will tell you, I get down for real. So we sauce is disrespecting the ribs.
All right. Well, I got to assume you have some sort of dry rub that's a secret or something like that, right?
I got some secrets, man, but my secrets are you don't need to put no barbecue sauce. Barbecue sauce is not ribs.
Wow, that's a great line. I think I might start using that. Barbecue sauce
is charcoal.
Not ribs.
It's the charcoal.
The charcoal,
it's the charcoal,
that's right.
Yes, it's the charcoal, Kingsford.
You got to let that flavor come through, right?
That's right.
All right, give me, by the way, speaking of barbecue, all right, so if you got a side dish to go with the ribs, what are we doing on the side dish with the ribs?
Well, see, I mean, I get down, whatever you like, greens, potato salad, baked beans, whatever you like.
All right, so it doesn't matter. So the side dish and the ribs, it complements the ribs no matter what.
No, whatever you like. That's how we do it.
But no barbecue sauce on the ribs. That
no
is a game.
No barbecue sauce on the ribs. That's a mistake.
All right. So, again, Kingsford. By the way, you can check it out at kingsford.com/taste of the game. Again, Prince and Cecil Fielder joining us. When it comes to being a father and son baseball tandem, we had a little fun earlier on the show. We were looking up as to where you two kind of rank in fathers and sons who have played professional sports. Forget baseball, in all sports. And you guys were like in the top 10, top three in Major League Baseball. What does it mean to have the success you guys have both had in your family in baseball?
I think we're both very proud of that. I mean, like you said, we're number three. I mean, that's, you know, we're in some good company, you know, Barry Bonds, King Griffey, you know, those guys, you know, and I'm just, I'm glad I was able to do my part as a son, you know, to kind of get us in there, because if I didn't do well, then we probably wouldn't be in there.
No, you know, that's a good point, but, you know, I look at it as this, you know, not only Prince and I, but I look at my grandkids, those kids are going to have an opportunity to play too. So, you know, I feel like, hey, you know, the dynasty ain't done yet. We're going to keep it rolling.
Well, Prince, when you were playing in high school and having a dad that was in the majors, and I'm sure there were people who took some shots or wanted to make sure they could get you out or make sure to see you either fail or, you know, kind of be able to say, I beat Prince Fielder as a pitcher or whatnot. Was there a lot of pressure? Did you feel that pressure of being a son of a Major League Baseball player?
Not really. I think, once I became a senior, not really, because, I mean, you know, there's a lot of guys that got me out, but, I mean, you know, that's just part of the game. I mean, just because they got me out there, that didn't mean it stopped any progress or, you know, me going anywhere else. So I think, you know, like I said, that's just going to be part of the game, and I think that's the way I handle it. Just, you know, I'm going to make outs and I'm going to get hits, but, you know, especially in high school, you know, I got more hits than outs, so I think it was all right.
You know,
I think another thing, these kids, you know, I was talking to somebody a while back, and we were talking about our kids, you know, Junior and Prince and Barry. Those kids play like they got ice in their veins. They're not worried about anything like the fathers were. I mean, we had the support our families at that time. Them kids are just freewheeling. So, you know, it made it a lot easier for them to go out and just play. It might have had a little hump on their back because of their father's play, but again, them going out and just, you know, being athletes, they did it very well. They did it very well.
Prince, would you have advice for, like, Vladimir Guerrero Jr. as he's making his way up in the majors, being the son of another famous Major League Baseball player?
I mean, not really. I mean, he looks pretty good to me.
Yeah.
I think he's on the right track. I would just say keep doing what he's doing. I mean, obviously, he's worked really hard. He's gotten to the big leagues very young. I mean, that's a feat in itself. So I think just keep doing what he's doing and stay working hard. I mean, he's got a, you know, he's on the right track.
And, you know, a guy like that, Vladdy Jr., a guy like that, you know, being on a team that isn't that good, it's a plus kind of for him because no matter how he does, he's going to be there. They're going to ride his name until the end. So he don't have nothing to worry about. He can just go play.
Prince and Cecil Fielder joining us on SB Nation Radio, Progressive Insurance Hotline. And they're brought to you by Kingsford Charcoal. Go to kingsford.com/taste of the game and check out Body by Barbecue, Kingsford style, as they're celebrating the best of barbecue in baseball. Cecil, I want to ask you about the Yankees of 96, that World Series championship. For Yankee fans, it's one of their favorite teams of all time. All the Yankee championships that were won in the late 90s and even in the early part of 2000, that 96 team was really special. What was it like to join that team? And you joined it late, but you were an integral part of winning a championship when people didn't think that team was capable of beating Atlanta after they lost those first two games of the series. What was that experience in the Bronx like at that time?
It was an unbelievable experience. I mean, you know, I had a feeling that series with Atlanta that, you know, we had been sitting around for a long time, a long period. They just came off playing St. Louis, and I think they scored 30 runs in the last two games of that series against St. Louis. So they were hot. And we just trying to get things going again. And, you know, Joe Torre told Mr. Steinbrenner. Mr. Steinbrenner came in and said, I just bring out the broom. We're going to get swept. And Joe told Mr. Steinbrenner that we're going to go to Atlanta and win three and come home and win game six. And that's exactly how it happened. We beat them.
I was in the Yankee Stadium for the ceremony, the 20th anniversary, just about 2 years ago, and that still is a team that just resonates so deep. Not only because of how it happened, but just seems like a very likable baseball team.
Well, you know, that's the first of the dynasty. I mean, that was the first team that, you know, started them on the run that they had. So that's always going to be, you know, a team in the Yankee fans' heart because that was the first of the four. So. And that was Jeter's rookie year. I mean, that was Mariano's first couple of years. I mean, it was just a great team to be on. If you look at that team, though, I mean, you had Daryl Strawberry, Paul O'Neill, Bernie Williams, Rock Raines, Wade Boggs, the kid Jeter at short, Mariano Duncan, me and Tino at first, Joe Girardi catching, and what's my catcher's name? Come on.
Oh, the catcher of that team was Posada, right? Girardi. Girardi
was
our
Posada was our backup. So,
Posada. I mean,
and then the pitching staff was just crazy. So we
John Wetland,
team.
Yeah.
We had a great team. We had a great team.
Hey, Prince, when you talk about your time in Milwaukee, because they're getting a lot of attention now, they're obviously playing great baseball and a team that has moved on, and also the city of Milwaukee is celebrating the Bucks. What is that city like? It's a city that doesn't get looked at a lot from the national media. What was it like to play there? What was the fan base like?
It was great. I mean, early, you know, the fans came out every night, but sometimes, you know, they might have not been paying as much attention to us, but they were out tailgating, at least, you know, cheering and supporting us. But I think towards the end, especially now, I mean, the fans really, you know, they're really focused. When the team's playing well, they're loud every night. And like I said, they come whether you're winning or losing. I think that feels good also. So it helps you every night be ready to play.
All right, real quick, fire question for both of you before we let you go. Toughest pitchers you ever faced in the majors. Let's go with Cecil, you first.
Toughest pitcher? It got to be Roger Clemens. I mean, he wore me out. He's the only guy that I can say that consistently got me out. Roger.
And for you, Prince?
I hate to say that, too.
That's a lot.
I hate to say that, though, but Roger wore me out.
I don't have a... I'm going to say CC Sabathia. He was the toughest for me. Yeah.
All right, very good. Well, you guys have been great. Thank you guys so much. I not only learned a little bit more about your careers, but now no barbecue sauce on the ribs. I'm leaving that alone.
No barbecue sauce. There you go.
You guys are the best. Thank you guys so much. Appreciate your time. You got it. Prince and Cecil Fielder joining us, brought to you by Kingsford Charcoal. Again, taste of the game, barbecue and baseball. I didn't know that with ribs. No sauce on ribs? Don't need sauce on ribs. Didn't know that. I always get sauce on my ribs.
No.
All right, I got a barbecue place up the road that I go to a lot, and every time they ask me, they go wet or dry. I always say wet. I think I'll just say dry next time.
Go dry.
Go from there.
And the meat's got to be falling off the bone.
Oh yeah, without a doubt. I always wanted to get into the like ribs smoking and all that stuff like that. I always wanted to do that. See what they do. But they're right. You got to get that charcoal in there. That's what charcoal makes the taste. So it tastes good. It's got to make it taste. When you doubt that, you don't need any sauce. That's good. I like that. They were really good. By the way, Prince and Cecil Fielder, they had some trouble in their relationship. It's good to see them back.
Yeah, it didn't seem like they had any trouble at all.
No,
they're just having fun together. I mean, I unfortunately did take a look at those photos beforehand.
Right, exactly.
When they're saying half naked, it's probably three quarters naked.
Yeah, they are. Yeah, I got them. I got them now. I see them.
You see
having
all of
some
them.
Fun barbecuing.
Yep, you see all of them.
That's great. Oh, that's fantastic. Oh, those guys. But yeah, they were estranged for a while. It's good to see them back. I always hate hearing stories about fathers and sons not talking and not liking, and whatnot. So again, that was brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Check out Progressive for all your great home and car quotes at progressive.com. All right, we'll come back and get things rolling. We'll talk more a little about the NBA. We'll look at tonight's Milwaukee Toronto game coming up next on SB Nation Radio.